It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
The blood is pumping and the gas is burning. We have had nothing but excitement here at 92.1 at KMZA. We are 8 quarters down tonight, 64 minutes down, but guess what? We got 4 more quarters and 32 minutes left of basketball action. Hanover Wild, class of Class 1 in Division 2, against number 2 ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2. It's the Axe Legal Boys, head coach by Jason Dinan in his 10th season, and then Corey Jensen, he is in his 5th season at head coach of the Hanover Wildcats. I've had a chance to see these Axe Eagles 20 this year. Axe Eagles, I just got to see them yesterday on Friday. You as well. We called that game against Centralia. They won 46-31. And how crazy is it? In the TVL, the first place match is the exact same as a year ago, and the third place match is the exact same a year ago. Axe Eagles, they did. They were able to beat last year. They did wind up beating Hanover Wildcats last year to win the title. For the TVL title, can they do it again this year?
I don't know, man. I appreciate you bringing me a water in my break, but it's like, man, I need some caffeine. I think I burned half the calories I had in me in that game. What a high-level, intense game. It was a lot of fun. Man, if you're not listening to this broadcast, you should be, because this is awesome.
It's great. And actually, I talked about that. Not only did they beat Hanover 48-34 in the TVL championship, but they also beat them in the sub-state championship. 61-55 last year. Axel went 3-0 against Hanover, and they've won 5 straight. They're going to try to look to extend that here today with another win. We'll be back in 3 minutes to dive straight into the starting lineups. Again, it's the Axel Eagles, who are 8-1 on this season, against the Hanover Wildcats, who are 7-3. Don't go nowhere. We got basketball action for more here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, if you think my voice hurts after 11 CBL games the last 7 days, it's just getting warmed up. We got our final game here. It's the Axel Eagle boys taking on the Hanover Wildcats here in the TVL championship matchup. Last year, the Eagles were able to take it on a score of 48-34. Let's see what they can do this year. Let's get in with our starting lineup. For the Axel Eagles, number 35, Eli Brockstrom, the 6-foot senior who's averaging over 13 points. The game is over 120 points on the season. Actually, it's 130 exactly, 131 exactly. Brandon Spezley, number 25, he's got over 100 points on the season. Number 12, Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9 sophomore. Number 2, Landon Schmitz, the 5'10 junior. And number 34, Logan Sandman, the big man, 6'5 sophomore who had 9 boards, 7 boards, and 8 rebounds. On Friday, just yesterday. Hanover Wildcats, their starters, number 4, Braylon Mine, the 6'2 junior. Number 3, Cooper Bruna, the freshman. Cameron Judeman, the 6'2 senior. Garrett Martin, the 6'4 senior, number 5. And then Kedra Coers, number 10. And I'll tell you what, Garrett Martin, I had a chance not to call Hanover Wildcats yesterday, but I got to watch them play. And when I did watch them play, Garrett Martin was just all over the interior. I'm talking when I was just keeping stats just the first half alone. At one point, he had 10 points and like 6 boards. He was just absolutely dominating. And it's going to be interesting to see how Axel responds to that. But yesterday when we saw Axel, they were dominating Centralia. It was 36 and a half. But what happened? Centralia broke into a zone defense, and then Axel just didn't get that clicking in that second half like they wanted to. They still won, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a great matchup between two heavyweight teams in Class 1A Division 2. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better matchup. I mean, this could be a state finals matchup, so it could be. They're both at that caliber for that classification. It'll be interesting. We've seen some things that were exposed in the games we've seen throughout the week with both these teams. We'll see how the coaches from both sides kind of work their strategies to benefit their strengths and try to, again, expose what weaknesses you can find on both these teams, because they don't have many. Neither one of these teams don't have many weaknesses, but you got to try to expose it somehow.
Hanover Wildcats right now have won 7 straight games. They lost to Fire Central, Lehigh Central, and Concordia to start the year. Axel Eagles, they are on a 16 winning streak. They are 8-1. They lost before the Christmas break to Auburn, 64-30. We talked about that before. Auburn, a team that if you brought them to the classification in Kansas, they'd be probably about 3A to a high 2A. So again, Axel Eagles, if they're in their classification or just a bump higher, they have just been playing at a very physical level. They have the athletes to go out there and do it, and they are just going to be absolutely all over the floor tonight.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you look at this classification, you look back over the last almost 20 years, if not more than that, you have to put Axel and Hanover in that conversation. Now, Hanover, maybe if you look back to the history of things, maybe a little bit more history than Axel does, but these are two very good teams. This is exciting to see how it starts here.
Sandman and Martin on the tip-off. 4 quarters, 32 minutes of basketball. All your 92.1 KMDA. Schmitz gets it for the Eagles.
Basket.
And Smesley goes in for the first bucket. Schmitz with the assist and Smesley with 2. And that will begin the game. Eagles up by 2. It's the Wildcats with the ball. Bruna stuck with it. Bruna to Mine. Mine keeping it high. Now driving right against Schmitz. Smith behind him, back to Bruna. Bruna, left-hand drive into the nail, kicks out up to the top to Coherst. Coherst starting here today for the Wildcat. He is just a 5'8" sophomore trying to dive in. Juneman, rebound picked up by Eli Brockstrom. Brockstrom, who had no rebounds on Friday, he gets his first here in this game. Detweiler out to Sandman. Sandman on the wing inside to Schmesley.
Schmesley, nice dunk move in
the second quarter of yesterday. Schmesley, he's got the first 2 points in this quarter. Eagles are up 4-0, 7-5 to go in the first. There seems to be an early whistle getting blown here. They're going to talk with head coach
Jason Tynan of the Axe.
Looks
Eagles.
Like the floor is a little bit slick or something, or thinking something's a little bit slick. You want to make sure it's safe out here.
Was a lot of kids weakening on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, there might be some moisture or something, or somebody might have brought some snow in from the outside as the crowd went from across the floor on the sidelines, making it a little slippery. So, we'll make sure it's safe, and that's a good call by Jeff Tanking, the ref, head ref here on this game tonight.
7:05 with go in this first quarter in the first 55 seconds. Axel has already had one board, one assist, 4 points. Hanover Wildcats, they've taken one shot. It was a miss. And other than that, the stat sheet has been pretty much empty here. But it is Braylon Mine, the 6'2" junior, who will have to throw in here for Hanover, as you mentioned, tanking there, wiping the floor and getting it all clean and prepared here. It's the baseline that's right now getting the good old cleaning. And it looks like Mine is...
You know, I was going to say, one takes time, because you know, I mean, these kids are going to be playing at a high level right from the get-go. There will be kids, I mean, really pushing off on that floor. Don't want to have an injury to one of these kids on this team that could change the trajectory of it. So, yeah, take your time. Let's get it safe for everybody.
So, again, Centralia, if you weren't here, Centralia girls, they won the TBL title over the Hanover girls, 71-43. They had the running clock enforced in that fourth quarter because at one point they had a lead of 33 points. Absolutely incredible. And they are still actually wiping the floor here. They are, they are still wiping the floor. The referee has it now. It's just unsure when level of play is going to continue here.
They're still trying to open the door to bring some air in, but I don't know how that's going to help. But.
And so now the whistle. It's not yet.
All the kids. You hear that noise? All the kids are kind of squeaking their shoes just to make sure they have a good grip.
And now there you go. Now it is the Hanover Wildcats with the ball. Kadrick Cohurst driving down the court. Crossing. He's trying to get it past the half-court line. He does get it past the dividing line. Garrett Martin underneath goes over the top, and he's fouled. He'll go up and shoot, too. And I talked about this. I saw Garrett Martin yesterday. We weren't covering the game. But Skipping Clyde, he was just all over inside the paint.
Yeah, good pump fake by Martin, kid. He just needed, once he did that, got that Sandman up in the air. He should have put his body into him and get a foul called on him.
Schmesley picks up his first foul of the game for the Eagles. The Eagles first. And Garrett Martin at the free throw line that nails his first one. He's just about an average or over 50% shooting on the year from the free throw line. And Martin here goes one of two, but he makes his own rebound from the free throw line. And he nearly goes back in with the ball before it's taken away by Schmesley, who had the foul. Now to Brockstrom. Back up to Schmesley. Left hand dribbling to the wing. Inside the elbow in the lane. Up top to Detweiler. Detweiler on the nail, spinning around, nearly losing the ball. Goes behind him. Brockstrom, Schmidt. Schmidt. Baseline drives. Going behind, it was off the foot of Garrett Martin. It will stay here for the Axel Eagles. Up by 3, 4-1, 6:27 to go. Eagles with the lead and the ball. Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'9 sophomore here to toss it in. Throws it in to Schmesley. Schmesley looks back. Excuse me, now it's Schmesley with the ball. It's Brockstrom who had it, and he gives and goes behind him to Brockstrom. Brockstrom in and out of the legs. Now right-hand dribble. Picks up. Goes to Sandman. Sandman down to Schmelzley. Pump fake. Now he will fade away from the wing, and it will go off the rim to the left, and Cohurst will rebound for his first of the game. Past the dividing line. Now out to the wing. Left-hand dribble. Give and go behind. Down the game, Tanner Bruno for the Wildcats. Kadrick Cohurst at the top. Left-hand dribble and drive, stuck at the elbow on the left-handed foot, pops it up top to Bruna. Bruna out to his left to Mine for the Wildcats, now up to the top of the key. It's going to look for the back door, Garrett, but he couldn't get to it. He sets a screen, and now a drive by Cohurst. He's fouled, he'll go up and shoot two. Kadrick Cohurst, he's got a rebound so far today. He's just a 5'8 sophomore. He started tonight and nearly averages 5 points a game, 1.2.
Well, excellent decision. He was very patient, so he let the defense kind of clear out. His teammates kind of cleared all the defense out on his side. And when he seen that, he just swept through and attacked 35, the Brockstrom kid, and made him pick up a foul.
Right now, the Hanover Wildcats, one of three at the free throw line. Pedro Cohurst, though, he is 0 of 1. And now he goes 0 of 2. Hannover Wildcats 1 of 4 as a team. Their only point right now being from that free throw line. Logan Sandman against Garrett. Goes over the top and draws the and one. And you're going to see that matchup all night tonight in the paint. The canvas is going to be completely covered between Sandman and Garrett. We've already seen the sneak peek early on here in the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Sandman getting that first victory, though. He misses the and one for Axel's first missed free throw shot of the game. Rebound picked up by Bruna as he takes it down the court. Bounce passing to Garrett. Garrett goes over the top, just flicks it. Sandman rebounds. Brockstrom behind to Schmezli. Schmezli, who's got 4 points here. He gets the ball back after a near steal. Goes downwards with it. Thought he was going to go over the top. He might have, should have. And the ball's on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession will turn to Hanover. The first turnover in our game is against Axel. They're up by 5, 6-1. 5:06 left to go in the opening quarter. Brandon Mine tosses it in to Cager Cohers. Cohers crossing on Colin Shaughnessy. He's coming in for the first time tonight. Shaughnessy hit a 3-point shot just yesterday. Shaughnessy finished the game with 7 total points. Inside drive, and they're going to get the and one for the Hanover Wildcats. Cooper Bruna, the freshman.
Yeah, that's an impressive move for a freshman.
He's got now 2 points on the game. It's now just within 3 for the Wildcats, 6-3 as they trail with up on the line. Bruna, and Bruna sticks it. Hanover now 2 of 5 from the line in this game. That was also their first bad shot from the field. They're down by 2, 6-4. Axel leads, 4:44 to go in this first quarter. Fadeaway shot, Brockstrom ripped away from Schmitz at the top of the board, and then Schmitz will not only get a board, but he'll have an assist to Logan Sandman as Sandman picks up his 4th point of the game. Schmitz with 2 assists here. 8-4, 4-point lead, 4:22 to go. Trailing, Hanover. Driving inside, Coerce to Mine. Mine pumping left, now driving right to Coerce. Coerce open by a kilometer, but misses by a mile on the 3. And the ball will go out of bounds by Axel, so it will stay here for the Wildcats for a second chance opportunity. 3 fouls so far in this quarter by Axel, is 1 only by Hanover. Underneath, Coerce nearly getting the assist, but Bruna could not go in.
Great pass.
Second board of the game, and now they're going to get him. They're going to get Schmitz on a travel, as he said there, the pass from Brockstrom to Schmitz, but Schmitz travel on his way to the board. Brandon Mine here throwing it in, throws it in left. Kadrick Coerce, right hand dribbling behind and past half court now. Coerce behind his back to Mine, and Mine gets fouled by Raymond Schmitz. That will be his first foul of the game. 4 fouls on the quarter now for the Axel Eagles. They lead by 4 as well. 8-4, 3:53 to go. This is for the TVO Boys Championship. It's the Hanover Wildcats against the Axel Eagles. The Eagles, who are the ranked 2 team in the entire state classification in Class 1A Division 2. Same class as Hanover. Mine to Coerce. Bounce passing inside to Martin. Martin behind the backer. He tries to pass it off for a give and go to Mine. Couldn't get it off, though. Gets it to Bruna. Sets the screen for Bruna. Bruna loses it, and he's fouled on the ground. No, they're going to say he traveled. The freshman travels for Hanover's first turnover of the game. 1 turnover for both sides now. Hanover trailing by 4. Axel with the lead. They have the possession with 3:34 to go in this first quarter. Sandman to his right. Firing. Up top, Shaughnessy. Now out to the right, on the wing. Inside, good cut. Kicked out, Sandman. Shaughnessy taking 3. Now, Brockstrom is the real 3 as he sticks it. Brockstrom, who just shoots anywhere on the court. Doesn't matter where he's at. Shaughnessy gets the steal, gets the bucket for the Eagles. Hanover, the second turnover on the game, and now they're boxing, or they're trapping, as I should say. And now Hanover will have to call a timeout as they almost had another turnover. They're down 9, 13-4, 2:59 left to go. Eagles lead. We're back in 30 here on 19.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eagles on a roll right now. Brock Smith hit a great three-point shot about 4 foot off of the right side of the arc. And then Shaughnessy had to steal for two. But here a three-point shot by Hanover. Gets missed and rebounded underneath by Detweiler. Down the court, quick transition. Schmezley. Schmezley looking over the top. And now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside the Sandman, taking a bounce inside against Garrett. And he wins it. I'll tell you what, that sophomore is just so great against that senior, Garrett Martin. So much experience for just such a young man in Logan Sandman.
Well, they got two sophomores out there. That Detweiler kid's a sophomore, too.
And here, Hunter Kikafer for Hanover gets his first 2 points in the game to draw it within 9, 15-6. Eagles still lead inside pass to Logan Sandman. Ball gets hit out of bounds by Garrett Martin. I mentioned, that's going to be a matchup we're going to see all today is Martin and Sandman. Well, Martin has currently 1 point, one board, and Sandman's got 6 points and two boards. The sophomore has the edge in the battle. Inside pass, Schmezley, Detweiler with the assist, his first of the game, Schmezley 6 points. Good layup. 11-point lead now for the Eagles, 17-6, 2:05 to go in this first quarter. Pass out to the corner, nearly lost ball, and it will be Hanover, their third turnover of the quarter.
Yeah, Hanover's just not. So it's like we seen last game. You got to be able to handle that full court pressure. I mean, good teams are going to put pressure on you nonstop. You got to be able to handle it for one, then make good passing decisions.
Jack Brunner will come in for the Wildcats for Cager Cohurst. But it's the Eagles who have the ball and the lead up by 11, 1:55 to go in this quarter. Detweiler, who just had the assist, passes left. Now up to the top of the arc to Schmezley. Schmezley Brockman shooting wherever he wants on the court. He doesn't hit it. Schmezley is going to get... They're gonna call him on the foul, reaching over the top. That will be Schmezley's second foul this game.
Like we said last game, I mean, if they can attack it early enough, right now you got an 11-point lead. Axel's kind of been dominating this first quarter up this point, but there's a window there for Hanover, because one thing that Hanover can do is expose them in the foul trouble, get some of those better kids off the floor.
Well, foul trouble for sure for Axel as they've now reached the double bonus mark. So Tanner Bruno will go up to the line and shoot two for Hanover. He hits his first one. Tanner Bruno up at the line. He makes his first free throw shot. He looks to sink the second, and he does. Tanner Bruno with his first 2 points on the game.
I mean, the next two or three possessions, that's what Hanover should be doing, is attacking Axel.
Underneath the legs of Rochman, nearly losing the ball. Detweiler Schmitz underneath, bounce passing, loses the ball. Stolen by Kikafer. His first steal of the game. Axel Eagles for third turnover. Both teams are three apiece. Underneath, that time a good finish by Tanner Bruna. He's now had back-to-back points for Hanover. It's a seven-point game, 17-10, 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Detweiler trapped. He has to find the outlet to Rochman. Rochman Shaughnessy on the near wing. Drives. Looking in, has to kick out. Brockman shoots the three, and he kills it! He lets it stick right into the bullseye!
Yeah, you got to know where he is. He gets on fire. He's just like the Dieters kid on the girls' side for Centralia. He'll
Schmidt
make it pass.
Sends it from the ground, and he finishes! The steal for Schmidt. He had no points yesterday. He's got points here tonight with a steal and with a scoop and score, as I should say. And now he's got a rebound. Here, far side. Brockman, they leave him wide open, and he just takes it open three. He misses, and it's picked up by Cameron Juneman. Anytime Brockman is open, he just has no hesitation.
Oh, yeah.
The finger is on the trigger. You got to face guard him. And now here, another turnover.
He's got the green light.
Always.
If you feel like you got a shot, you can shoot.
And it's anywhere. I mean,
he'd be open
8 feet from the arc, and it's just
Hey, I have faith in you. I have your confidence.
I'll shoot it. And let me tell you, he shot well last night because he had four total threes. He led the scoring with 14 for Axel. And the night as well. He led the scoring for both teams. Detweiler, pumping inside. Now he actually throws it. Shaughnessy going behind the back.
What a good pass,
but the miss by Axel on the layup shot. Shaughnessy makes the rebound with 1 second left to go, and he drains it to end the first quarter. Colin Shaughnessy leaving his mark to end the first. 25-10, Eagles up by 50. We're back in 60 seconds. Don't go nowhere. On 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here for the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The CBO coverage is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. The same bank in the Bank of Highland and the Bank of Pharmacy right off Leonard Street. Stop in for the best cherry limeade around. 25-10 is the score. Axel underneath going up with it. And Dalton Heinen will be fouled and will go up and shoot two from the free throw line. 15-point lead here for the Eagles, 25-10. 7:49 left to go here in the second quarter. The Eagles have just been dominating up to this point. Shaughnessy finished that first quarter with a deep three-point shot. Heinen, that's the first one in.
And it's the same thing. I mean, we're looking at the same thing for both games we watched last year. It's the turnovers and rebounding. And Hanover's got to do a better job of controlling those two things.
Heinen goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Axel, last night in their win against Centralia, only had 5 players get on the board. But right now against Hanover, they have 6 players who have gotten on the board. Over the top, Smith nearly having the steal. He will not be given it. It will stay here with the Hanover Wildcats. 27-10, 17-point lead. Axel, they put up 25 points in that first quarter. And yesterday, they put up, remember, in that first quarter against Centralia, they outscored.
Yeah, they've got to be able to try to slow down Axel's offense.
Here, Cohurst, inside, up top, Martin to Bruna. Bruna, who has to kick out Cohurst, who could have been open for the three-point shot, doesn't take it, slips it underneath the back door, and Mine gets it for two. So Cohurst snatches the assist there. Inside drive by Schmidt, and Schmidt has already 4 points in this first half. He had none yesterday. He must be hungry because he's already put his mark in this game. 29-12, 17-point lead again for the Eagles. 65 to go in the second quarter. 3-point shot on the way. Gets missed by Hanover. And they're going to say there was a foul. Oh, no, they're going to say the ball went out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover against the Wildcats. So that's now their 6th turnover in the game. 3 against the Eagles. 60 to go. Eagles up by 17. Detweiler takes it down the court. Left-hand dribbling. Getting picked up in the man-to-man after the half court.
No, they went to a 1-3-1
zone.
Yeah, 1-3-1 defense.
Oh, my. 1-3-1 zone. That's what Centralia ran yesterday, and it worked so well. But now the Eagles will be exploited immediately with Landon Smith underneath.
Yeah, if you're going to play that 1-3-1 zone, you got to put ball pressure on the guards out front so they can't see that backside.
Inside drive and missing the bucket fairly. Tanner Bruna. The ball on the ground, down the court, Smith is wide open, and he goes in for two! What an assist by Proximate. Everyone was down the court, and I mean everybody, and Smith was just sitting over here having the time of his life, just a loner party, and then finally he celebrates it with the layup. Incredible, It's the Eagles up 33-12, 6-12 left to go up in the second quarter. We're back in 60 on that 2.1 KMZN.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility.
2.1 at KMZA. Shortcut back into this one, 33-12, 6-12 left to go here in the second quarter. And I had a chance to talk with James Shaughnessy after the game yesterday. He's the assistant coach of the actual Eagles. And I talked about the game. He's like, if Hanover plays against us, or they will play against us tomorrow, but if Hanover plays against us, if I'm them, I'm running that 1-3-1 zone against us and see how our boys respond. And right now, well, the Eagles, they've responded very well. They are up in this game 33-12. With that big-time dominant lead already in this early first half.
It's about being aggressive. I mean, you look at sports in general, no matter what team sport you play, if you are the aggressor, a lot of times that's going to give you the edge or the advantage. And the game we've seen before, all three of the games we've seen from D West and the girls' side, how they were the aggressor, how last game Centralia was, and now starting this game, I mean, it's been all Axel and being aggressive.
And in that girls game we just got done covering, we had a 30-point lead from Centralia going in the fourth quarter, and we had a running clock enforced. And Axel, well, right now that's what they're on pace for. They're trying to do that as they're up already 21 points just 2 minutes and 10 seconds into this quarter. Mine makes his own board, and he'll get fouled going up for two.
Well, there's an interesting statistic. I bet in the history of the TBL, there's never been two 30-point running clocks in championship games. Somebody look that up. You got TVL history.
I guarantee you there probably has not. He's just absolutely, we are witnessing some of the best teams here in the state with Axel and Centralia, but Hanover a chance to try to respond here. We saw Centralia. They made that comeback come near at the end of that second quarter, so we'll see how they can do it here. Mine goes 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Now he goes 2-for-2.
Well, the big thing with Axel or Hanover for Axel is not giving up easy shots. Make them sure they're contested, and don't let them get easy shots close to the basket.
Schmeisley misses the layup on the dive and then the rebound by Bruna. Down the court now on the corner. The drive inside by the freshman, Cooper Bruna, has to kick out to Mine. Mine taking left, goes right, back to Bruna, spinning on the elbow, looking over the top, now to his left on the back door. Cut inside by Bruna, over the top for Cooper, for Tanner Bruna. He could not go in. Rebound by Sandman. Sandman out three boards on this game. Schmeisley inside the low block, has to cut it back out. To Detweiler. Back to Schmeisley. Schmeisley, the KU commit in football here, a great basketball athlete as well. To Brockstrom. To Detweiler. Down to Shaughnessy, the three! And skipping past the rim off the right seam of the board.
And that was a contested three. It made him a little bit more difficult than a wide-open set three and having to miss it and go the other way.
And Colin Shaughnessy, he just got back with this team just a couple weeks ago. He was hurt at the start of the playoffs in the football season that ended his career. Not career, sorry. His season short there in football. But now he comes back here just kind of in the latter half portion here of the season for Axel.
And now you're looking at
that, he'll go up the line.
Looking at a 19-point deficit here, I mean, you got to think, all right, can we cut that in half before the halftime?
Kager Coers from the free throw line misses here. The Wildcats have made five straight free throw shots. They just missed their fourth one in the game here with Kager Coers.
Yeah, and if you're Axel, you're saying, I'm not letting my foot up. I'm still putting the foot on the floor. We're going to make it a point.
Kager Coers goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line, making his second one. 33-15. Now with it, Brockstrom. Brockstrom passing right to Schmeisley. Schmeisley down inside to now Bruna up top. Spinning. Eagles here with it. And now they turn it over. to Hanover. Hanover down the court. Mine getting the assist to Tanner Bruna. Tanner Bruna goes in for his sixth point of the game. Schmezley to his left to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy to Broshman. Broshman inside the elbow, spinning around. Here coming in Joe Leibauer for the first time tonight for the Axel Eagles. The 5'10" sophomore. But it's going to be a foul here, it looks like, against Detweiler, and that will turn the ball over back to
Wildcats. They can't have wasted possessions. I mean, when you're down this much and they have just kind of a waste of possession, they brought a new kid in off the bench. They went right to him. It's like, let the kid get his feet wet just a little bit before you go right to him.
Tanner Bruna, a screen set for him, looks left, turns, and goes right. Cohurst stepping back, drives in, spins around from the near inside wing, goes to Mine, and Mine goes in for two. So Cohurst, another assist for him, and Mine now with 6 points on the game. He also got fouled. He'll go up and shoot the and one.
They're starting to claw back in it. I mean, slowly sure, they're starting to claw back in it.
You are correct. It was a 21-point lead for the Eagles, but that's now just been drawn down to 14. We got a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30. 3:33 left to go in the second quarter. The Eagles up 14, 33-19.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And one up and coming for Braylon Mine. He's got 6 points on this game and a board. He's the starter who came in today, the 6'2" junior. He goes up with the flick of the wrist, and he goes in with it. He's now got 7 points on the game. Down the court. Specially passing to Brockman. A screen is set for him. He drives inside the right lane, and he is blocked by 23, Jack Bruna by the Hanover Wildcats. He comes in for the first time.
Wow, freshman.
The freshman blocking the senior. Possession will stay here, though, for the Eagles as Leibauer will throw it in. He goes to the right, and that's going to be a turnover as he misses his pass. I mean, a fifth turnover in the game for the Eagles, their second of this quarter. The Eagles now just holding a 13-point lead, as scoring eight straight has been the Hanover Wildcats. Bruna looking over the top to Martin. Back to Bruna at the top of the arc, driving to his right, turns left. Now it's Tanner Bruna with it at the elbow over top. Martin, can he get the assist? He does.
I'll tell you, they got a cut. They got a cut to 11.
And now it's down to 11. Incredible Hanover, 10 straight. Can they keep it continuing here? Sandman to Leibauer. Leibauer, right-hand dribble, driving inside the lane, and he finishes! What an incredible drive for the sophomore! 35-22. Hanover, back down by 13. They take the three-pointer from Mine. He misses, and Sandman retrieves. Brockman calling for the screen, pick and roll. It goes right back to Sandman, and it gets deflected and stolen, or blocked, I should say. And now Tanner Bruna on the baseline. Fade away, and in for two. It's now back to 11, 35-24. Eagles lead. They have the ball, 2:07 to go in the second quarter. Hands out to the left, a screen set again, same pick and roll. Up at the top of the elbow, Eagles with it, Shaughnessy, back right. He sets the screen for Leibauer. And now it's Schmezley who's trying to command the offense and sets them into possession. Shaughnessy, underneath the basket, throws it up the foot of Garrett, or the knee, but it will go to Mine for the steal. And then down the court, Mine will be fouled.
Yeah, I was kind of seeing this the other night. I mean, Axel got to the big lead, and all of a sudden they kind of lost their edge just a little bit. Same thing you're seeing here. They got out, Axel got out that big lead, and all of a sudden they kind of lost their edge a little bit, and Hanover's making a run.
Brandon Schmesley had 6 points in the first quarter. He's had none in the second quarter, and he's got 3 fouls here on the game. The Eagles, they went in the double bonus on that first quarter. They might just go back into it here in the second as they have 4 fouls. And going over the top, it gets spun back out. Martin makes the rebound after all the pinballing around, and now it's back within a 9-point game. The Eagles were up 21 points just moments ago, but now they only lead by 9. They have the ball 1:12 to go in the second quarter. Screen set, no roll though, and a block against Hanover. That'll be just their second foul of the game. For the quarter.
I say you're talking about a lot of pride with a lot of history and a lot of winning history. You knew Hanover was going to give it a run. And by gosh, they have. And they made this a game. They just keep it within this 10-point frame in this last minute going into halftime. That'd be a big accomplishment.
And I'm not sure where Schmitz was thinking there. He looked at Sandman on the low block, but Sandman was going left, but it just, well, he was going, I guess, right for Schmitz. And then, well, Schmitz just threw it to the left. So, again, it just went out of bounds on the baseline. And now that's 7 turnovers here for the Eagles. They have 4 here in this quarter. They had 4 in the first as well, but the ones in this one have been deadly. Mine with it. They drive inside the wing, passing outside at the top of the arc, driving in out to Coers. Coers was sealed, but he will not take 3. He goes right with it to Mine. 40 seconds left now. Shot clock at 14. Mine nearly loses the ball, holds it. 11 on the clock. Tanner Bruna driving inside, extends his arm. No, they're going to get him on the travel.
Oh, kid. It's like a kid's bleeding.
Oh, that is. That's Landon.
I think he needs probably to come out of the game.
So Landon Schmitz, he's going to come out of the game here, and in for him, back will be.
Now, I know there was, I mean, they're yelling here a little bit, but the Schmitz kid, he was up in him, so he was real close. The kid that had the basketball for Hanover just was trying to protect the ball, and it was an inadvertent physical contact with his elbow to his face, but it's just that he got up in him real quick. So, I mean, I didn't think he was a dirty play whatsoever.
36-25, 30 seconds left to go in the first half. With it right now is Detweiler. Detweiler to Liebarger. Liebarger has the last layup shot made. Rockstrom giving, going behind him. Shaughnessy up to the nail. Bounce passing Liebarger. The ball's on the ground. It's getting loose. It's going to get stolen by Coers. Coers down the court. He passes down to the corner. 9 seconds left to go. Tanner Bruna. Tanner Bruna out to his right side. Mine inside. Martin. Martin on the 1-on-1 against Sandman going over the top of the board. It goes off. Sandman makes a rebound. Detweiler tucks it down the court with 9 seconds left to go. And he almost made a quarter shot 3. Oh, my gosh. That would have been incredible. But Axel Eagles hold on with the lead up by 9. 35-26. We'll be back in a little bit for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Don't go nowhere. Eagles lead 35-26. You're locked in 90.1 KZ.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to our halftime show on the MSC Sports Radio Network, brought to you by Heineken Community College. Go to home on the island, cc.edu. This CVL tournament coverage has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and the lives of people that we serve, building agri enterprises, people, products, and knowledge. Farmers State Bank, Oneida, Modern Banking, Timeless Values in Oneida, West William Manhattan, and M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfurt. Hanover Wildcats right now trailing 35-26, but they were down even more. They were down 25-10 to come out of that first quarter. And at the beginning part of that second quarter, they were down by 21 points. I mean, we were talking, well, this one might just be 30 points going into the fourth quarter, might get another running clock. Well, Hanover has exceeded those expectations. They are getting back into this game. They're within it just by 9 now. They really just started to get going. Tanner Bruna started to get up on that board. Braylon Mine had 7 points in that big stretch. Garrett Martin was starting to get fed inside, like I said, he was probably going to get. And Hanover, they just started really controlling that interior, the paint, and they made it really hard for Axe to work on that inside, as now, again, it's 35-26. The Eagles still hold the lead.
Yeah, I mean that was a big difference in that second quarter. I mean, just like the game earlier in the week with Axel, they came out on fire, just like they did against Centralia. They did what they wanted to. And I don't know if they kind of took a deep breath or had a relaxing moment or whatever, but it opened the door just a little bit for Hanover to make a run. And all it takes, especially when you're talking about very good teams, is just a little spark. Once you get a little spark going on your side, then you can carry that over and make it a roaring fire. And that's what kind of Hanover did to get back in it. And we're talking about it's still a 9-point deficit, but the way they were sitting halfway through that, or a quarter way through that second quarter, we're saying, man, this is going to be a 30-point running clock just like the game before. And that kind of woke Hanover up a little bit. It's going to be interesting. I think it's a new game, so I do in this second half. I think they've kind of fueled each other out a little bit. They didn't Axel, the Sandman, I mean, had some good moves, and they got him the possessions a couple times inside the first quarter. They kind of went away from him. It just seemed like he wasn't a part of the offense after that. I don't know why for sure what they were doing. Then the other thing, they didn't let the Brockstrom kid get any more open 3-point shots, because I think he hit a couple in that first quarter, and they kind of got contested a couple times and missed some, but it was definitely a first half of runs. So it was. It'll be interesting, these first couple minutes of this third quarter, how each one of these teams adjust, and coming out of this, what adjustments the coaches made, to see what it's going to end up being.
It was a good quarter for Landon Schmitz to step up for Axel, because, again, Axel only had 10 total points in that quarter. 6 of those 10 points came from Landon Schmitz. He's got 8 on the half. He had 0 points yesterday. So for him to come in and kind of have that ability to affect the game like he just did, to be able to put those points on the board, to have the steals that he was able to get. But not just that, but he has two assists, 1 steal, 2 rebounds and 8 points. He's doing a great job here, encapsulating what the Eagles are trying to do in the second half. But right now, Eagles out rebounding at 10-8 over Hanover. Both teams with about 7-8 turnovers. Hanover hit no 3-point shots in that first half. Axel, they hit 3, but all those 3s came in the first quarter. They were looking pretty stacked in that second. From the free throw line, Hanover dominating 8-12 for the Eagles, 2-3. Both teams at about 2-3 steals and around 4 assists. That is your stats here for the, again, the Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland City College, close to home, far from death, on the highlandcc.edu. So going forth here, just a quick thought, real quick, shoot.
the shoot scoop here, the scoop of the shoot for the second half. What do you think here? How is Axel going to try to sustain this? How did they're sustaining yesterday was just, we have a 24-point lead, okay? We can just kind of, you know, chip a little bit away to keep this up, but they're actually in this game. This is a game where they have to work to keep this lead.
Yeah, I mean, the key is going to be the two things we always talk about. One is the guard play, being able to handle the Axel pressure, because they're a team that likes to put ball pressure on you. Being able to handle that, and Hanover did a lot better job of that in that second quarter. The second thing is the interior, is controlling the boards. And you don't have to have a rebounding edge as such. It's don't let the other team get offensive boards. Don't let them get second chance points near the basket. So if you can eliminate those things, I think the second half is going to pan out to be a very good second half.
We'll be back in 2 minutes for the next two quarters in 60 minutes of boys basketball PBL championship here on 92.1 KMZA. The Eagles 35, Hanover Wildcats 26.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care inspired by you.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
35-26, the Eagles lead coming out of the half by 9, but the Eagles were outscored 16-10 in the second quarter. We'll see how they bounce back here. They don't start off with the possession, though. It will be the Wildcats who have it. We'll see if they can draw this lead even closer. The Wildcats, they were down at one point, 21 points in the second quarter, but they've got it within 9. Mine, driving inside. Mine was one of those big players who had that incredible first, or that second quarter with those 7 points he had, but it will be blocked for the first bucket here, attempted. Now, Schmesley to Detweiler. Detweiler back out to Schmesley. Schmesley, the deep corner, sets the screen for Broxman. Broxman back to Schmesley. Schmesley back to Broxman, and he'll go in for the layup. Rockstraman for two. He was held to 0 points in the second quarter, 6 points in the first. Now he's got 8 on the game. Down the court, and the layup was not made by Coers. Rebound by Sandman. Now Sandman's back in this game on the board here as he crashes. Inside, up goes Smudgley, and Smudgley has now 8 points on the game. He was held to 0 in that second quarter. He had 6 coming out of the first. Underside, Garrett missed the easy shot, and Sandman boards it. And right now, Hanover, they are just missing some easy shots to start the third quarter, and the Axel Eagles are taking advantage.
Yeah, just like the first quarter, I mean, Axel's playing with a lot more energy and want to right here. They're taking it to Hanover.
And now Schmesley now has 4 points in this quarter and now 10 points. On the game. Russell blows here.
Yeah, they kind of put a butterfly band-aid on number two,
Smith.
The Smith kid. He took that elbow earlier in the game. I think we're going to have to do something. I think he's bleeding a little bit.
9-point lead, now a 15-point lead for the actual Eagles. They come out and score six straight here to start the second half. Breaking the press, the man-to-man press from the Eagles. Coher shoots from the top of the post, and that one goes in. Coher now has 5 points on the game. Past the dividing line of the court, Detweiler to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy on the wing to Brockstrom. Brockstrom looking top, now goes right to Schmeichel. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Now to the left side, Detweiler, back into Brockstrom. Brockstrom over the defender, he fouls. Schmeichel, he will go up and shoot two. Still 13-point lead, trying to extend. Schmeichel with 10 points already on this game. Yesterday he had 8.
They're making a point, actually, as the start of this third quarter is getting it inside.
Schmeichel misses the free throw shot. Eagles now 2-4 on the game. The Hanover Wildcats, they dominate that free throw line with going 8-12 in that first half. The Eagles are the first ones to get up to it here in the second. And Schmeichel goes 0-2, and the ball just gets put back inside by Sandman. So Sandman there getting the second chance opportunity, and he goes in with it. Near side, 3-point shot by the freshman and Jack Bruna. He misses it. The ball's on the floor. It's picked back up by Cameron Judiman, and then it's put in by Coher. Throw to the block. Looking baseline. Shaughnessy underneath. Detweiler. Schmeichel. 3. Off the side of the left rim, and Coher crashes the board. Mines. Crossing right. Passes right to Coher. The screen is set. He's at the free throw line. He pumps left. He spins right. And now Tanner Bruna driving on the left lane. He goes in for two. He's now at 10 points on the game. It's now back within 9, 43-32. Excuse me, it's 11 points.
Man, they're just hanging in there, so they are. Hanover is. They just can't squeeze it enough to get it underneath 9 or 10 consistently.
Hanover trying to so hard to draw this back to their favor. And back into the single digits. They were only down by single digits to start the second half. Down by a double right now. Sandman underneath uses that right hand to go against Tanner Bruna, but he could not go in with it. And Cameron Judiman, the 6'2 senior, gets the board. And now Tanner Bruna to Coers. Coers from the top of the arc. He's left wide open, and he almost hit the three. Tanner Bruna tried to go for the save, but it will be a turnover by Hanover. 9 on the game for the Wildcats. Detweiler getting the pass in, and he'll take it down the court. Right now, man-to-man from the Wildcats they've switched into. Shaughnessy to his right, Detweiler inside. Schmeichel going over the top of Bruna, and Schmeichel now has 12 points on this game, 4 more than he did yesterday. 45-32, now a 13-point lead. Sandman corralling Mind in the corner. That nearly causes the turnover as Mind just had to throw it to the low block and hope someone was there. And it's Coers who took the inside cut. And he'll actually come off the game, Coers will. And Hunter Kickafer, the sophomore, will replace the sophomore. Cooper Bruna looking right. And puts it over the top to Cameron Juneman. Now behind him to Mind. Mine dribbling left. The screen is set for the pick and roll, but Mine is stuck in the nail. He jams it out to the top. It's now back to Tanner Bruna inside. Now he goes over Schmeichel. It goes in for two. So Schmeichel goes over Bruna. Now Bruna over Schmeichel. Now Schmeichel back at Bruna down the court on the baseline, but he passes to Logan Sandman, and Sandman goes in for two. Schmeichel, first assist of the game. Mine hooking it left on the pass. Back up to Mine at the top of the circle. He's got a pick and roll set for him. And now Mine gets it to Kickafer. Pump takes a three. Jump shot from inside the wing. Misses and rebounded by Detweiler for his second board of the game. Down the court.
Schmeisley inside. Sandman working one-on-one. Passes it low to Schmeisley, who loses the ball for the seventh turnover from Axel. Axel up by 13, 47-34, with 3:14 to go in this third quarter. Eagles put up 25 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second. So far, they have put up 12 points in the third. Green for Kickafer from Martin, looking over the back door. Martin gets it, and he goes in with it. Kickafer the assist. Martin the two. He's now at 7 points on the game. Rochman takes it down the court with just the 11-point lead now for the Eagles once again. Schmeisley back down under. Reverse layup by Colin Shaughnessy. And he's got his 7th point on the game. He's matched his score sheet from yesterday. Kick out. And a foul on the down low against Landon Schmidt. That is his third foul of the game. 13-point lead for the Eagles. Hanover has the possession with 2:34 to go in the third. Looking over the top, Cooper Bruna now looks to his right as he gets it to Tanner Bruna. Bruna spins on the short corner, out to Mine on the wing, driving up to the top of the perimeter, now inside on the elbow, inside the lane now, trying to fight through the landing strip. Martin has to kick back out to Kickafer. Kickafer, pump faking over the top, drive inside the lane, in from 5 foot from the basket, floats it up, and he misses. Shaughnessy picks up the rebound. Down the court, left hand. He goes all the way down the court. What a pass, but what a block. Oh, is that a foul? No, I don't think they're going to get on a foul. But that's going to be one heck of a block by Tanner Bruna underneath. What a great slip in there. Schmitz, he was right underneath open, but just couldn't get it up in time before the block by Bruna. And now they're going to get a charge called against Schmeisley. That is the 8th turnover by the Eagles, 49-36. They still lead by 13, 2:06 in this quarter, though, in the third.
Again, very smart players. I mean, you can see the movement without the ball and things like that. The defensive positioning, the movement. It's, again, excellent job by both these teams.
Brandon Schmeisley at 4 fouls here for the actual Eagles. He looks like he will be taken to the bench. In the game, Dalton Heinen for the Eagles. Driving, looking behind Coher for the Wildcat. On the short corner, to the deep. Now spinning up to the top, firing. Now the center, Bruno, with 19 on the shot clock, 1:48 on the main. Losing the ball. The ball's on the court. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wildcat's ball still. 1:45 to go in the third. They're trailed by 13. We'll have the throw in here.
Great effort. I mean, you see kids just watching the ball. You see kids diving after it.
Coher, looking left, looking over the top. Tanner Bruna catches it with his right hand, one-handed. And then with 13 seconds on the shot clock, 1:43 on the main, Coach Corey Jensen will call a timeout for the Hanover Wildcats. They trail by 13, 49-36. 30-second timeout. We're back right after this in 19.1 game. Yeah.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eagles have outscored the Wildcats in this third quarter of 14-10 here. They got outscored in that second quarter 16-10, so a good bounce back to start. 1:42 left to go in this quarter, though, with 10 seconds on the shot clock. A timeout was just taken by Corey Jensen. There's now 6 on the shot clock. Tanner Bruna is just standing with it. He throws it inside between the traffic jam of defenders, and Detweiler gets the steal. That's the 10th turnover from Hanover. 1:26 on the main now. Hanover down by 13. Underneath, they find Dalton Heinen for his 4th point of the game. He didn't score at all yesterday. He's got 4 points today. Schmitz, he's got 8. He also didn't score at all yesterday. Coher's open from the top of the arc, and he splashes in for 3. That is actually the first 3-point shot made by the Hanover Wildcats today. as now they only trail by 12, 51, 39. So Shaughnessy, the step inside. He's got an open lane, and he is fouled hard by Garrett Martin. 51-39, 49.4 seconds to go in the third.
That will put Colin Shaughnessy up to the line. Shaughnessy, he has 7 points so far today. He has 7 points yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Axel's just keeping Hanover at arm's length. I mean, still made a 12-point game. Now
up.
13.
And in. Eagles 3 of 6 from the charity line. Now 3 of 7 as Shaughnessy goes 1 of 2. Cooper Bruna spinning, firing to his right. Inside he drives. Coherst now turning and shooting and rebounded by Detweiler as the ball just went to his breadbasket. And Brockstrom will be fouled on the floor, and it will be a throw-in here underneath the basket for the Eagles.
Yeah, might have to pull him out of there these last 30 seconds so he don't pick up his fourth foul.
It got to be Garrett Martin, who has now 3 fouls, and looks like they might just quickly sub him out, and they will. They will put in Cameron Judiman, the 6'2" senior, in placement for the 6'4" senior, and Garrett Martin. Still a 13-point lead in here. Brockstrom turning, shooting in and out of the bowl. The ball bouncing off players' faces. Detweiler rebounds it. He gets it to Schmitz, and Schmitz is fouled and will go up to shoot 2 from the free throw line. No, they might just call it a on-the-floor foul. Well, there's 5 fouls. It's double bonus. So they should be probably correcting that. Well, looks like there's a slick spot on the floor, so they're going to take care of that first. I do believe and Schmitz will go up and shoot 2 now. But, again, the floor has just been slick this entire game. Even at halftime, they were still wiping off the floor. But, got to keep those players safe. Landon Schmitz, 8 points today, no points yesterday. But he's having a good one here tonight. He's trying to chase his 9th. And he gets it. And now he will seek double digits. Yesterday, he just had 0. Today, he tries to look for the 1-0. And, that one just underneath the basket. He's got 9 here on the game for Schmitz. And now, rebounded by Coherst down the floor to Mines. 12 seconds left in the third. 53-39. Over the top.
Oh, my God.
The players collide with their heads. Nothing is called on that down the court. And there's a foul underneath by the Eagles against Tanner Bruna. And Bruna will go up and shoot, too.
Oh, yeah,
you know, you reacted to that. There was two players that just went head-to-head contact.
Yeah, about these shoulder pads for that one.
Woo. Wow. Here, Tanner Bruna will shoot 2 from the free throw line. In this quarter, he's got 4 total points. He's got 12 on the game. And he makes the first shot. He's now got 13 points, and it's also a 13-point game. So the shot to try to get it to 12 before the fourth quarter. Can Tanner Bruna sink this one on in? And he can. He rattles it on in. I got bullets, and it's in cans. Hanover has now made 4 straight free throw shots, and Shaughnessy tried to end this quarter with another one of his specials, a.k.a. the 3-point shot. But unlike the first, he could not hit it here. End of the third quarter, 53-41. We're back in 60 seconds. The Eagles have the lead.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Underneath, Shaughnessy getting the rebound. Gets it to Detweiler. Now resetting up back to the top. To Sandman. Sandman firing up his left. Shaughnessy to three. And it's nothing but net for Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy with now 11 points on this game. Just 7 yesterday. Cameron Judeman underneath the basket responds for his first 2 points of the game for Hanover. Just back down by 13, 56-43. Inside pass. Great pass by Brockstrom, and Shaughnessy gets fouled, and Shaughnessy starts his fourth quarter on fire. Back to the Eagles, outscored Hanover 18-15 in the third quarter. Up to the line, Colin Shaughnessy. Colin Shaughnessy has made 2 3-pointers today. He's 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He's also got 2 other buckets he's made from inside the perimeter. Looks like Jack Bruna, the freshman, will look to be substituted here for the Hanover Wildcats. And again, back to the wiping of the floor. That's been a...
Well, a lot of the kids are also sweating. They end up on the floor. They... leave it a little bit for themselves.
Well, with how these games have gone tonight, I'm breaking out of sweat. It's been nothing but action. Shaughnessy hits the first one here from the free throw line. Actual Eagles have now hit 5 free throw shots out of 10 total attempted. They are 5.
Yeah, I think we got, what, 3 Brunas in there for Hanover?
I do believe so, and Shaughnessy will miss the second free throw shot. He's 2 of 4 in the game. Inside drive.
Oh, good
move. Inner Bruna who goes in. So one of the Brunas gets some points there. Pass down the court. We've now entered the fourth quarter here on 92.1 KMZ for the NC Sports Network. I'm Trenton Prophet, Dan Shoup, and Kirk Tillman back in studio. Eagles 57-44 over the Hanover Wildcats in the TVL championship here down the court. It's Cooper Bruna. He gets the steal. He's running with it, and there's going to be a foul, and he'll go up and shoot 2.
Not going to get this under 10 here in the next minute or so. That'd be huge, and at least make it a tight game and an interesting finish.
Cooper Bruna has gotten 2 steals today. He's got 3 points. All those points, though, were from the first quarter. He has been scoreless since. First shot up, and the first shot rattles right on through. And Schmesley will now come back in here for the Axel Eagles, as he right now is at 4 fouls on this game. Most likely will not go back to the bench unless he is fouled out. And the freshman that misses the second shot, he goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Eagles with it, and they keep it as the ball goes out of bounds. Eagles just up by 11, 57-46. That is then the second closest Hanover is drawing within the second half, other than the 9 points that was at the very beginning. Schmidt to Brockstrom. Brockstrom, who started the second half scoring with a layup drive. Inside pass to Sandman. Great pass from Shaughnessy. Sandman has got 12 points on this game. 3-point shot by the freshman, Bruna, and he misses. And they're going to get a jump ball on the ground. Possession will stay with Hanover. Back here to a 13-point lead, 59-46 for the Axel Eagles. Cohurst throwing, looking left. He goes top to Bruna. Now to Tanner Bruna, driving left lane over the top. It looks like he'll be fouled, and he'll go up and shoot 2. And well, the looks aren't deceiving. That is what happened. He will go up and shoot 2. Hanover subbing in Brant Beichman for the first time tonight. He gets to the scorer's table and will look to come in. Colin Shaughnessy has picked up his second foul there for the Axel Eagles. Sander Bruna goes up and hits his first free throw shot here up at the line on this attempt. His last attempt, he went 1 of 2. We'll see if he repeats. And he will. Looks like there was a foul regardless. Sander Bruna is 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Eagles. Having no players here down the court now, they have Schmidt who comes up and gets the ball. He'll take it down half court, 1-on-1 against Cohurst. He takes it right, now crosses left to the top of the perimeter, takes a nice step inside, but he misses the rim, and it's going to be taken by Bruna underneath. Up just by 12, 59-47 now, underneath to Bruna. Bruna nearly loses the ball. He's got a hold of it, and with 24 seconds on the shot clock, 5:53 on the main, full timeout taken by Coach Corey Jensen. We're back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mind driving, putting his back to the defender.
I'll tell you, here we go, Brendan. We got a 10-point game with 5.5 minutes left.
Hasn't been 10 points. Well, I've been under 11 points since the start of the third quarter, where Wildcats are just down by 9. So now they are trying to get themselves back into this game. Brock Schmidt up on top, goes left. Schmidt, Smedley, fouled, and he'll go up and shoot 2. Brandon Smedley, who's taken this game over with his 12 total points, his 1 board and assist. He was off to the bench for a while with the 4 fouls, but he comes back in and he lands the free throw shot.
And then they went right to him. And they went right to him to establish he's a big, strong kid and made a great aggressive move to the basket, got himself to the free throw line.
Back to that 11-point lead Axel's held on for so long onto. And it's now a 12-point lead as Schmedley goes 2 for 2 from the charity line. He's now at 14 points on the game. 5:18 left to go here. Mine to his left. Cohers in the nail at the top of the free throw line. He's looking behind him. He's in the lane. They go up to the top to Cooper Bruna. Now, for the first time in this game, Brant Weichman on the line. And now back-to-back points here for Braylon Mine as he goes back in here to draw it back within 10 here. For the Wildcats, they still trail by 10. Smedley looking right, throwing his left hand up, and then he gets it to Broshman. Broshman dribbles left. He drives. He's on the baseline. Underneath of it. Kicks it out. Shaughnessy open by a mile and drains it off the back of the rim. Shaughnessy, 3 threes in this game.
Now he's hit some big three-pointers in this game. Anytime Hanover gets a run, I mean, he's a kid that hits down some big shots.
Mine, he tries to take a three-pointer, and then Shaughnessy gets the rebound. Like I said, I was talking to the assistant coach, James Shaughnessy, after last night's win. He told me that Colin, he can make any shot for anyone on the floor if he can get hot. There he misses one, and it's rebounded by Mine. And there's a foul on the floor. The foul is against Axel. It is the third foul against Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy staying out on the court, as will probably the rest of the starters here for Axel. And the only chance you're going to get some of those guys out is if you foul them out. 64-51, 13-point lead here for the Eagles. Fine, nearly losing it, drives the left lane, looking behind. up top. Drive inside by Bikeman. Bikeman has to throw it out to the corner, and they're going to get an offensive foul. Hanover turns it over. That's just their 11th of the game, first of the quarter, 4:02 to go in the fourth. That's also the fourth foul committed against Hanover. Yep. So next one they do give, it will put Axel up to the free throw line. So,
well, not just that. I mean, fourth foul on the Bruna kid, too.
Tanner Bruna. And Tanner Bruna, he leads right now the Hanover Wildcats in points with over 10-plus on this game. Drive inside. Shaughnessy Sandman picks it up from the ground, gets his own rebound, and gets the and one. Logan Sandman, who's got 14 points on this game and 8 rebounds. He had 8 points, 7 boards yesterday. So Tanner Bruna, he has 16 total points for Hanover, but again, he is at
He's been kind
out.
Of their sports player. Anytime they needed something on either the offensive or defensive end, that Bruna kid kind of gave it to him.
Like we were really concerned for the longest time on how will Axel say with their players out of foul trouble. Well, right now it's big trouble for the Wildcats as their best player is right there just an inch away from the bench.
Yeah. But every time Hanover's made a run to put some pressure on Axel, Axel's just has done what's needed to keep that distance between them and Hanover.
Mike boards it, flips it right. Tanner Bruna inside, through defenders, goes up for two. He's got 18 on the game. He is leading the scoring of the entire night from both teams. Rockshaman over top. Sandman corralled by all the defenders. He goes over Bruna, trying to draw that fifth foul, and Coerce makes the rebound. Coerce with it. Up to Bruna. Bruna pump fakes over the top. He's just going to take the long three.
Whoa.
And he will put
He's
it on
take it. Yeah.
It's back to a 10-point game. Tanner Bruna with 21 points on this game. 66-56, 3:07 to go in the fourth.
Can they get it under 10 here? Can they get it under 10? Can they hold
all they
get
got
it stop?
The single digits. It hasn't been that since the start of the third. Shaughnessy kicking out to Detweiler. Facing the corner. Left hand dribbling. Back to the corner to Shaughnessy. To Schmesley. 1-on-1 against Biden. 7 on the shot clock. Schmesley goes in for 2. Schmesley with 16 points on the game. One of his biggest games in this CBL tournament by far. Coerce to Bruna. Bruna pumping the three. Takes the lane drive. Looking to kick in. Bikeman. Bikeman underhand layup. Draws the foul.
I said every time Hanover's made a run to get it to 10 or to less, Axel just executes on their offensive end. They're aggressive. They attack the boards to extend that lead back out.
Well, Colin Shaughnessy's got 4 fouls on the game now. So 4 fouls for Colin Shaughnessy and 4 fouls for Schmesley. It looks like Schmesley stays in the game. I'm not sure if Shaughnessy, it looks like Shaughnessy will come out for substitution here. We'll see if he takes to the bench, and he does. He takes the bench and Schmitz comes out.
I mean, again, he's got 2.5 minutes left. But he's like, you're going to have your kids play. You just want to have them out here play. If they get their fifth foul, they get their fifth foul. They better keep them on the bench, and they're sitting with 4 and not getting any playing time.
Bikeman, this is the first free throw shot, and he misses the second one. That one bounced off the rim and the backboard. That took a second to fall.
Yeah, right to the basket.
Schmesley recaptures his own rebound underneath, and then he's up top of the perimeter. And now to Schmidt. Schmidt behind to Brockshaman. 20 on the shot. Block, 2:12 on the main. 12-point lead, 68-56. Underneath, Sandman is fouled, and he'll jump and shoot 2. And if that's against Bruna, that's his fifth foul, and that is his fifth, and now the best player with 21 points on the Hanover Wildcats has fouled out of the game. And Tanner Bruna, I think he's just sitting there. He puts his head down.
Yeah, he played a very good game. I mean, he's the one that kind of gave Hanover that spark when they needed it to make those runs, to make it a game. Just couldn't quite get over the hump.
So Bruna will finish with 21 points here on the game, and he will come out. So it's going to be interesting to see where that spark comes from now from Hanover, as, again, they're only double-digit, well, not only the double-digit score, but they're only 20-point score is out of this game. Sandman goes 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. He makes the second shot in. He draws it farther to a 13-point game, 69-56. Axel. They won the TVL championship last year against Hanover, and now they try to look to do it again. Sandman crashes the board for his ninth rebound of the game with 1:49 left on the clock. 13-point lead. The Axel Eagles are looking to capture the TVL championship. Ball goes out of bounds. It will stay here with the Eagles. And man, every time I say the word Eagles, it feels like the word championship is just always soon to follow.
Well, I hope it's not the Philadelphia Eagles, because we want Kansas City Chiefs to beat them in the Super Bowl.
If you're going by football, yes. If you're also going by football, these Eagles are incredible. They've four-peated, and now they look to try to get their second straight state title in school history. Down the court here, and now it's going to be a charge called against the Axel Eagles. That is their 10th turnover of the game with 1:19 left to go. They're still up by 13, though, 69-56. Axel, their largest scoring game on the season is when they put up 99 points on Washington County, and right now they're set to possibly put up at least maybe 70 or more here against the Hanover Wildcats.
Yeah, but every time Hanover's made a run, Axel, again, just a championship caliber team. They just keep them at arm's length, do what they need to do to keep it in that double digit lead.
Mines loses the ball. Hanover, their 12th turnover of the game with 1:07 left to go. Both teams in the double bonus. Axel holding on by 13. Last year, Axel won 48-34 over the Hanover Wildcats in the TVL championship. So these two teams, the firepower has only gotten stronger for them. Axel up at the top. Sib Rockstrom with 53 seconds to Detweiler. He holds it at 50. Now to Heinen. To Schmezli driving with his left hand inside the nail. Bounce passes it to Schmitz with 42 on the main, 10 on the shot. And now Schmitz is fouled and will go up to shoot two to try to make it a 15-point game with 41.4 to go. The big thing here, the Eagles, they had just 5 scorers in last night's game. They have 3 unique different ones, and tonight, compared to last, they have 4 who scored the same from last to tonight. So, Axel just getting more involvement with their players. The big one tonight has been Schmitz.
Yep. They're kind of clearing the bench here a little bit to get some kids some playing time, but yeah, these are 2 teams. I mean, yeah, I hope that they don't. I mean, being in that same classification of Division II-1A, you hope it works out that they're in different sub-states, because these are 2 very high-quality Class 1A Division II teams, so they are.
Well, the last time Hanover lost to a Class 1A Division II team, it was to the Axel Eagles in the sub-state championship last year.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's going to be the same thing here. So, whereas we talked about the Hanover Girls, the last team they lost to was Centralia.
Yep.
Now here for the Hanover Boys, their last team they lost to in this class was to the Axel Eagles. So, but still, kudos to Hanover Girls and Boys getting to the
school. Oh, yeah.
But
great
to have the school.
Yeah, what great representation.
Schmidt, he gets the and one. Or the one, he goes 1-for-2. And then 2 points here to score for Hanover. As they have their substitutes mostly here into this game. And Martin, he picks it up down the court, throws it to Bikeman. Bikeman, he gets fouled. And one thing we haven't seen today is a dunk, and that's pretty surprising.
Yeah, because we see a couple dunks. Yeah, we see a couple dunks there last time we were here.
A couple dunks. And actually, every time I've called the Eagles, they've dunked. So if there's any takeaways and negatives here for the Axel Eagles, you didn't dunk for me today. So
that's
about it. That's all I can complain about. Well, it's actually a 10-point game here. 70-60. It could get drawn to 9, but there's only 13.5 seconds left to go here. And the Eagles still have their backups out on the court. So Bikeman, he makes the first one. Let's see if he can make the second to draw this to a single-digit game. And
there you go. Hit this other kid in the game.
For the Eagles, again, all backups in here for them. As there's just 13.5 seconds left on the clock. Now just 10 seconds. They're up by 9, 70-61. 8 seconds
7 remains. Inside, hit around, and it will be held by Eagles number 24, Lucas Talbot, to end the game. And the Eagles, for 2 years in a row, have won the DVL Championship over the Hanover Wildcats. This year, they won 70-61 for the final score. We'll be back in a little bit to talk about our post-game show as well as our player of the game. Don't go nowhere. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Bendino State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies
worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit BlueValley.net.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZ. You're locked into for our final post-game show tonight. Brought to you by the Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment. Brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. We also give a shout-out to the rest of our TVL tournament sponsors who helped us out here tonight. Wanken Oil Company in Frankfurt, family-owned and operated since 1926. Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Remember their upcoming filter sale, January 26th to February 5th. First National Bank in Frankfurt, providing modern banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca. Service beyond the sale. Through to implement your local Case IH dealer and B&D Buildings in Axel. From concept to completion, we've got you covered. And the Axel Eagles, we've got you covered because you just completed your back-to-back TVL championship victories. And not only do the boys have back-to-back TVL champion winners, the Centralia girls also are back-to-back TVL champ winners. The Axel boys here winning by the final score of 70-61. Last season, they won 48-34. A big-time win. We're on this game. Again, our player of the game that we'll be given to will be Colin Shaughnessy, who finished this game with 15 points. Actually, no, I'm going to switch that there. I'm going to say Logan Sandman. He finished tonight with 15 points and 10 boards. He absolutely dominated the paint, and he shut down one of the best seniors here in this tournament from Garrett Martin, the 6'4" senior. So usually I have Shoop here. Shoop, you'll come back in here for the post-game show, but he brought his daughter in here, and she's going to say a quick word and a quick thought here. So kind of consider this a little interview. So we call it the Scoop Shoop, the Scoop from Shoop, as we like to call it here. So, you know, you're a player from Jackson Heights, and so when you kind of see the NEKL on their side of the tournament, and now you get to see the TVL, what was the kind of level of play here that you saw tonight, especially in this boys' game and then also in that girls' game too?
Well, I thought everyone always, like, played with, like, grit. They always played aggressive no matter what the score was or what they were down by. They never gave up, and you could tell it on their faces, on their bodies. It was just really impressive, and the high level they played, especially in the smaller school, it's really great to see.
It's really great to see that level of class. Thank you, Bryn Shoop, for coming in here and giving me a quick thought. Again, from a little bit of a fan standpoint, coming in, watching also another player, again, who comes from the NEKL, Bryn Shoop, daughter of Coach Dan Shoop here, who brought his family out here to watch this game. Because, you know, why did you bring your family out here? And it's because this is some of the best basketball you're going to see around. I know this morning you were at a Holton to watch that Jackson Heights Holton game, then you came up here, and you've been able to see incredible TVL basketball, and we finished out with a great game with the Axel Eagles. Hanover Wildcats, the Eagles won 70-61. Again, I mentioned Sam Menginger, our player of the game, 15 points, 10 boards. Shaughnessy with 15 points. Schmitz with 10. Schmesley finished with 16. Brockschman, he finished with 8 points on the night with 2 3-point shots for Hanover. Mine finished leading with 11. Cohurst, 12. And Tanner Bruner, he fouled out with 21 points on this game. But the Eagles, talk about their boards. They out-rebounded Hanover 21-16. They had less turnovers. They had 3 more 3-point shots. They had 5 on the game. Hanover only had 2, and they also had less turnovers than Hanover Wildcats, winning the turnover margin by +2. So you talk about this game and how great a success it was for Axel. You know, I talked to James Shaughnessy yesterday, assistant coach of Axel. He's like, well, I want to see how our boys respond to that switch up to the zone. We saw Hanover run that zone. And Axel, they handled it pretty well. Both teams, they actually scored 35 points equaled out in that second half. So Eagles went to the half of the 9-point lead. They came out with the victory with the 9-point lead.
Oh, I mean, this is what it's all about. If you want to see low classification basketball, or any sport for that matter, volleyball, football, basketball, this is where it goes through here. It goes through the TVL. If you're wanting to win a state title in any of these sports, it goes through somebody in this league. That's how much respect this league gets throughout the state, and they've proven it year in and year out at this level, at these low classifications. These communities just, they are fully committed, and realize the importance of building successful athletic programs. And it's just every game is just nonstop. The competitiveness, the level of play, it's exciting. That's why, I've always been a sports fan, and whether I was coaching or bringing my kids to games, it's just enjoyment of the game itself. And there's nothing more exciting than these lower classifications because it brings the whole community out. I mean, you've seen the stands were just packed today, and it wasn't just the parents. It just wasn't the student body. I mean, they had the whole communities here supporting these kids, which is just awesome. It's just a great environment, so it is. So kudos to everybody that played today that won games. But, yeah, you guys in this league, it's hard to argue that you are not the best league in the lower classifications throughout the whole state of Kansas.
I would also like to give a shout-out to Vicki Adams, AD here of the Frankfort Wild.
Yeah.
And she did a great job here just handling this entire event. You know, Frankfort holding the shot clock. And for this was the interesting thing. So going into this, unless you played Frankfort at their court, you have not used the shot clock all year. And teams got that experience with it today. They got to feel what it was like to have that pressure. There was a couple shot clock violations, not a whole lot, but I think the main pressure was when there was like a couple seconds left and the coach is yelling, shoot. And so you just see a shot just go fly up in the air and then an easy board.
Yeah, I had mixed feelings when they talked about bringing the shot clock into the high school game. But I think the more I see it in the high school game, I think it's a positive thing. Because what it leads to is when you're down or when you're less than 3 minutes to go, you're going to have to do something with the ball. You're just not going to be able to hold it and hope that the other team fouls you to put you to the free throw line or whatever. So it makes you really adjust your strategy just a little bit on both ends of the floor, knowing that you are going to get possession. So, yeah, I'm a supporter of it. I think it's something that definitely is going to end up passing, and all schools are going to have it here in a year or two. So, I think it's going to be a positive thing.
So the Eagle boys, again, they beat Lynn in their first game in the tournament, 53-33. They moved on to Centralia. They won 46-31. And then they won the first place match, 70-61, a big old 70 bomb for the Eagles as they now improve to 9-1 on the season and will look to try to continue and win their second state title in school history this year, trying to go back to it. Last year they won that third place match. We'll see what they can do this year. Hanover Wildcats will look to respond as they now drop to 7-4 on the season. And now tournament play is all the way over. Now teams have to throw the expectations and move on to the second half of the season and get ready for the next big tournament.
Yeah, just like what Bosley, whatever he's, and Jake said last night, I was listening to him on the way home. This mid-season tournament, they can provide a spark for your team. If you come out and you have some success in these mid-season tournaments, it can provide a spark for you to carry you right through the rest of the regular season and into postseason. And other things, it sometimes can, when you're playing teams outside of your league a lot of times, some of these other mid-season tournaments, it gets you exposed to some other types of teams that's going to show you something a little bit different, which is also a benefit and positive kind of work on. There's some adjustments you need to make as you go through the rest of the regular season.
Well, final recap of the night. Again, the Eagles, they won the first place match 70-61. The boys did for the second year in a row. And for the second year in a row, the Centralia Panthers, they won. They won with a score of 71-43. And also in that third place match that we had earlier on to start at 2:30, it was the Dauphin West Mustangs that won 56-41. I'm Critton Prophet, Dan Shoup, and Kirk Kilman back in studio from the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tuning out.